Psalter 435, stanzas 8 and 9. And thine heart shall never from thy neighbor covet his house, his wife, his food. Thy soul shall, as thy mouth, with honor sing praises, for the Lord is good. 8 and 9 of Psalter 435.
Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the Gospel according to Mark, there of the 12th chapter, beginning with verse 28 through 34. Mark chapter 12, but first we read the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love His neighbor as Himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." And no man after that durst ask him any question thus far.
And ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of this earth, Thou who hast made us, and Thou who dost uphold us, and givest unto us our life and our breath, O, if Thou withholdest Thine hand, O, then when one moment then we pass out of this life, and Thou knowest all that is round about us in these days, tidings from here and from there, of young and old, how that the truth of Thy word is speaking unto us. All then that death, that grave, continues to yawn, it continues to desire the next one. O Lord, we beseech Thee for all those that mourn, all those that are sad in these days, who miss their loved ones. We beseech Thee for our brother who does draw near unto the gates of death. O Lord, his family stands round about him. O care for them each and every one. O give them also to stand in awe of Thee. And O could it please Thee, Lord, when he must go through that passage from time into a great and never-ending eternity, oh, that Thou wouldest show Thyself near unto him. Oh, Thou dost say in Thy word that it is possible for the chiefest of the sinners. Thou dost show in Thy word that it is possible till the last moment, till the last hours of our life. Oh, they are not so many, and yet it is written in Thy word of truth that it may be for encouragement. Oh, could it be to him also in these hours to do even as that thief has done? Oh, to make confession to Thee, that is no longer unto a man, but it is unto the Most High God. Oh, give him that place, Lord. Could it be of true and upright confession, a true and upright repentance? Oh, when the devil will say that it is too late, that you have served me all your life, that the Lord will not receive you anymore. then thou dost say it different. For thou dost say that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Oh, thou art so ready to receive one who does come at thy footstool in his guilt. Oh, Lord, give him to know it. Give him to see thy dear and only begotten Son. Oh, Lord, thou sayest that thou art most gracious, long-suffering, and merciful. Oh, thou passest not by transgression. Oh, could it please thee to open his eyes and to show unto him what thou hast done, how that thou hast fulfilled it all for the sake of a poor and a needy sinner. Oh, give him that true and saving faith, and that he may be given by grace to take hold of it. Oh, that his soul may be delivered from sin. Oh, Lord, it is an urgent matter for him, because he does lie at the very gates of death. It is the gate of eternity, and there is no coming back from that moment. Oh, Lord, we beseech it then all together here in thy house, that thou wouldest have mercy upon his soul. Oh, help his wife, help his son, that little boy. Oh, Lord, help the children and all that stand round about in these hours. Care for all the sick and the afflicted, also her that is in the hospital in her old age. Thou knowest the weakness of the heart. Oh, could it please thee to look upon her also in thy mercy, and to give unto her that true repentance, that she also may in the end of her life testify of the mercies and of the grace of God. Oh, take reasons, Lord, out of thyself. Oh, we have heard it out of thy holy word. Thou didst say unto one, and thou art not far from the kingdom of God. But, Lord, not far, that is not close enough, because it is still not in. Oh, Lord, thou knowest each and every one of us, that we are also not far, and we are brought so close. We are brought under the truth that has been preserved by thy Holy Spirit and by the means of our forefathers, withheld from multitudes in this world and granted undeservedly to us and to our dear children. O Lord, we are brought so close in the house of God, where thou sayest thou art with two or three that are gathered together in thy name. Oh, not far, when he may make confession of the extent of the law, that it proceeds to the heart, to the understanding, that it proceeds to the soul. O Lord, what that man yet understood with his mind, and yet still only not far. O Lord, look upon us in our need. We need to die to ourself. Oh, we need to see that with us it is impossible. We need to despair in order that we may receive that true and saving hope. We need that thou wouldest reveal unto us the way, the truth, and the life, that we may see, that we may believe. Oh, we need faith to receive it, though it be with but a little hand. O Lord, we beseech thee for each and every one of us. Oh, that we may be given a different desire than that man had, to ask questions to drive thee in a trap. Oh, that we may receive the true questions out of the poverty of our soul, out of the deep need of our soul, out of all of our impossibility. Oh, could it be sincere questions coming unto a great King, a merciful, a gracious King. Oh, hear us, Lord, this afternoon hour, here in thy house of prayer, when we are gathered together to hear a little out of thy holy word. Wilt thou grant us opening and liberty? Oh, give a place for thy word to enter into the hearts of both young and old. Look on our children. So many callings coming unto them also in the days of their youth. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, that they may not become harder under them, but that their hearts may be softened, and by thy gentle reins and by thy callings, oh, that they may be given in the days of their youth to seek their Creator, that they might find Him. Wilt thou look upon our school? Remember us in our need. Grant us those who may stand before our children in the classrooms, Lord, that thou mayest arise and that thou mayest look upon all our needs and all of our cares. Oh, do according to thy good pleasure, but look upon our parents who desire to have their children instructed in the fear of the Lord. Remember the theological school, the student in a special way that goes from week to week to bring thy holy word. Help him, Lord. Stand on his right and on his left in what is so often from our side an impossible way, and that thou may gladden him and the whole denomination with thy deeds. Help us too, because we learn this not. O Lord, it needs to be given every time again. It needs to be brought into our mind. It needs to be brought into our heart. It needs to be brought into the heart of the hearers. One word, Lord. Oh, could it be to make poor? And one word to deliver in poverty, to magnify thy great and glorious name, and thy dear and only begotten Son, in whom thou art so well pleased, and who will be magnified for all of his work, active and passive obedience to never-ending eternity. Hear us, Lord, for the sake of him whom thou always heareth, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 438, Stanzas 3 and 4, God's law, a perfect whole, is saving to the soul, and every secret tries, his testimony sure, which ever shall endure, will make the simple wise. 3 and 4 of 438.